We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk Gopher sports with the athletic director at the University of Minnesota. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Wow, beautiful day out there. I assume you already did the run this morning.
You know, I actually skipped the run and had pancakes this morning.
Well, I got a little 2-year-old that had pancakes yesterday, and you got to be careful. Don't go on a swing afterwards because the pancakes suddenly aren't in the stomach anymore. Learned that the hard way yesterday morning.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, Mark, a couple of things. Amber Fizer, Big Ten record-tying sixth pitcher of the week honor. Wow.
Yeah, you know, she's done such a great job for us all year, Dave. And in our softball program, we had a big series this weekend against Northwestern, who was undefeated in Big Ten play, and we took 2 out of 3 games against them. We now head down to Bloomington for the Big Ten softball tournament. As you know, we've won that tournament, I think, three of the last three years. So we have a great opportunity to compete for another Big Ten tournament championship and get ready for postseason play.
Speaking of postseason play, Mark, what about the potential of hosting here?
Well, you know, we always want to do that, and we work hard to put in a bid. I know Mark Ryan, our sport administrator, and that staff is working hard, and we're hopeful. And we've got a strong strength of schedule, RPI. You know, we've got 3 Big Ten teams that had phenomenal season. Michigan won the Big Ten. They went undefeated in Big Ten play. Northwestern and Minnesota each had 2 losses. So we feel like we're in a position to host, and hopefully we get that opportunity to host after we have a strong showing this weekend in the Big Ten tournament.
Let me ask you about the NCAA, and their announcement about 8 different Gopher programs and the academic progress rates.
Yeah, you know, as you know, Dave, we're very proud of what our student-athletes do in the classroom, and we understand that people, you know, pay attention to the winning and doing the great things on the field, and we will never lose sight of that. But academically, you know, our goal is to make sure when our student-athletes come here that they leave this great institution with a degree. We've had 8 of our teams recognized for their academic work. As you know, we had our highest grade point average ever this past fall. We were 3.28 as a department. I give a lot of credit to JT Bruton, our academic staff, and the Lindahl Academic Center, our coaches, our student athletes, who buy into the philosophy that we're going to do it the right way academically. So we're very proud of what those teams do and what our student athletes do academically.
And I think some more announcements coming out tomorrow, too, I believe, are there not?
Yeah, they have a lot of academic stuff. You know, our graduation success rate is the highest it's ever been at 93%. So, again, we're trending in the right direction, and you know, that's such a big part of what we're trying to do here to make sure we prepare these kids for life after school.
When's the Big Ten tourney for baseball, Mark?
That's a week from now. We actually we have our host Maryland this weekend. You know, Coach Anderson and that program had a great weekend against Ohio State. We actually had a 18-inning win against them on Saturday, and then we took 2 from them on a doubleheader on Sunday to sweep Ohio State. We have Maryland in town this weekend, and then we have 1 more series at Northwestern. Then we go into Big Ten tournament time, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks away.
You have any more caravanning to do?
We actually get started with our caravans in a week and a half. We'll be down in Owatonna, Delwood, and a couple other stops, Alexandria. So we're looking forward to getting that on the road. As we mentioned last time, we have an axe tour where we're taking our axe to several different spots across the state of Minnesota. So I encourage people to go to gophersports.com. You can see both those tour schedules. We'd love to have you come out, spend time with our coaches, administrators, and have a chance to see the axe.
Boy, Mark, I remember my daughter graduated, and there's so many different venues at the University of Minnesota where they have graduation ceremonies. It's easy to get confused as a parent, but you had just a slug of them this past week.
Yeah, we're always staying busy. You know, Craig Floor and our staff over in 3 Marina at Mariucci host a lot of the graduation events. As you know, it's a big campus with a lot of different classes, and we're grateful to be a part of it and grateful to be a part of this great institution.
All right, Mark, anything else going on this week now we should be keeping our eye on?
You know, we want to keep an eye on Angus Flanagan on our men's golf team. He tied for first place in the Big Ten golf tournament about a week and a half ago, and he heads down to Austin, Texas for the regional. So make sure people pay attention to him. He's having a phenomenal season, has a chance to compete for an individual NCAA championship. So we'll be cheering on Angus, and both our men's and women's track and field programs head to Iowa City this weekend for the Big Ten outdoor track and field championships. We have lots of kids competing there, too.
Yeah, you got some great track coaches over there, too, I might add. Hey, Mark, have a great week. I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
Take care, Dave. Go Gophers.
Mark Coyle from the University of Minnesota, the AD over there. Our time is 8:17. This is WCCO Celine Dion tickets still to give away here in a little while.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.